I just have something on my heart to share real quickly. But our pastor, you know, I hear people a lot of times say things like, people leave churches and they blame the pastor. And they say things like, they're not learning, they're not receiving, you know, all kinds of things. And they blame the pastor. But I read something recently and it said that if you want a better pastor, or if you think the pastor is your problem, then you need to pray for him.
Amen.
And I believe that. I believe that if we want to receive something from the Lord, or if we think that the Lord is not speaking to a specific area in our lives, then we need to pray and ask God to speak to the pastor. And I heard a man preaching this morning, and it's funny because that's what he was talking about. He was talking about a pastor, and he was saying that people get enough word and they hear the word, but they don't like to receive the word that they hear. But it honors God when the man that he has placed before you preaches the word and you receive it.
Amen.
So, because God will honor us if we honor him, and we honor him by honoring the people that he has placed in our lives.
Amen.
I just wanted to share that because it's hard. And I'm not saying it just because he's my husband, but it's hard to be a pastor. It's hard to have people, you know, we as parents, we have our kids in the palm of our hands. We have to take care of them. We have to nurture them. And that's a lot of responsibility on our heads. When we feel like we're not meeting that, we feel bad, right? When our kids are like sad and stuff, you feel bad because you feel like you should be doing more for them. But we have to learn that we have to want them to be better. And the only way for them to be better is by asking God to make them that way. So we have our pastor. He has our cares, our concerns on his heart. He has his family's concerns on his heart. He has his job issues. He has all kinds of things, and it's just double for him. So the best thing that we could do is to honor God by honoring the man that he has placed before us. So I just wanted to say that, because sometimes we sort of take that for granted, even me as his wife, you know, his children, we take it for granted. But he's a man of God, and God has put him here for a reason, to speak life into our souls. And we will honor God if we will honor the word that God speaks through him. I just wanted to share that this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
babe.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a good thing, man. Not just for people, but anybody. Amen. It's like for kids. Do you know, kids, how what you could bless your parents by just listening to them? It's just amazing. You would get better parents if you were a better kid. I'm just trying to say, amen. That sometimes your parents are in a bad mood because you messing up. I'm not trying to blame you. Sometimes that's the way it is, amen. You listen to your parents. Your parents doing it this way, you know, they don't have to correct you. Can you imagine if they didn't have to tell you to clean up your room because you already cleaned it up?
Oh, Jesus. It's a thought.
That brings some frustration. Right. They say, I got to tell you to do something I told you 16 million times. But you just did it. You know what? Your room is clean. Whoa. And then you come downstairs, the floor is, whoa. Your parent be in a good mood. Be whistling all day. Say, come on, come take you out and get some ice cream. But no, you don't clean up the room, and you make your parents say, clean up the room. Then they got to come back the same day. Didn't I tell you to clean up the room?
Right.
And then you want to wonder, then you want to say, Dad, can we go out today? You know how what? He ain't no mood to take you out. I'm just trying to say. I'm trying to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Amen. See, family, know what I'm talking about. Christian. Listen to your mother. You get a better mommy. Amen.
Amen.
But it's the same principle, amen. And when we are, that's one thing I learned when I was going in church, amen, that you can't bless the pastor more than anything except if you take what he's laboring to give you and walk it out.
Amen.
Amen.
Now he feels that all of it is worthwhile. Just like parents, you feel, you know what, I'm getting up this time in the morning, I'm working this hard, I make these sacrifices, But when your kids show up, you say, I don't care, I don't mind.
That's right.